Happy Sunday, everybody. Welcome to week 5 of the NFL. My name's Matt Perrault here for the Daily Juice Sunday morning edition. This podcast being brought to you by bettingpros.com and our friends at BetMGM every single morning. We roll, and it's a football Sunday. All right, a reminder about the live stream. It begins at 11 a.m. Eastern Time on bettingpros.com's YouTube channel. So go to youtube.com, search bettingpros. Heck, go right now, subscribe, and it will tell you when I go live. And it will be at 11 a.m. Eastern Time, 8 a.m. Pacific Time today for my player props and all the latest news. It's a crap week, okay? Like, can we just admit this? It's a crap week. It's going to be a difficult week. And I didn't love the card in college football. I don't love the card in the NFL. But we went 3-2 yesterday. We almost got a miracle with Texas Tech to go 4-1. That would have made it really sweet. But we did get kind of a miracle with Texas and Oklahoma going into overtime. Thank you, Lincoln Riley. He got the win, but that decision to throw the football there really helped us out late in that football game. Texas gets the ball. They score 2 touchdowns. We go to overtime, and the score gets going crazy. It didn't matter at that point because we had it teased to 9, so 8 points was the maximum anybody could really win by, barring a crazy set of circumstances. So we got that. Texas wins by 8. Oklahoma wins by 8. We had Texas plus 9, plus the over. That was great. Florida was a sweat. Florida loses the game outright to Texas A&M, but we had the first half. And thanks to Jimbo Fisher's incredibly poor clock management, we get that cashed very nicely at 4. So that covered 3 and 3.5, which was nice. We were really wrong with the Alabama first half number. And that was the game we had the worst, because Texas Tech was driving to maybe backdoor it for us, and then unfortunately they didn't get it done. So Iowa State hung on there. But the one game we got totally wrong, Alabama was tied at the break, 21-all, on their way to, 110, 115 points were scored in that game. I don't know what Alabama Georgia is going to look like this coming weekend, but it's going to be kind of crazy because the SEC does not play defense anymore. I mean, that conference used to pride itself on defense, and now it's the Big 12 2.0, and I don't know if they're going to be able to do anything about it because, I mean, these offenses are so good, but the defensive skill is not there. I mean, nobody tackles. Alabama used to stick people. Nope, not anymore. Not by any stretch of the imagination. So very weird, but a 3-2 day for us, up one unit. We'll always take that, right? We'll always take a winning day, trying to stack winning days together. So we had a great night on Friday, good day on Saturday, and let's end this week with a big, big Daily Juice 5-pack of plays for you coming up here for a Sunday. And then I got the player props for you on the live stream. So I'm going to up my player props a little bit because we've been doing well and we're having some fun and we're up a little bit. So I'm going to push my luck a little bit. Normally I do 0.25 units on the props. Well, I'm going to up it to a half a unit now. Could be a disastrous mistake, but it might not be. So we're going to go with 0.5 units, half a unit on all the plays on the props coming up today on the live stream, but one unit plays on our 5 plays here for the NFL. But before I give you the picks and the plays, let me tell you about the offer from BetMGM for all you new users. The promo code is JUICE100. It's available when you go and get the app and use that promo code JUICE100 in New Jersey, Indiana, West Virginia, or Colorado. You bet $1. On any game, $1 on that team to win. If either team in that game scores a touchdown, you win $100 in free bets from BetMGM. It's pretty cool, right? It's pretty easy to do. So new users, New Jersey, Indiana, West Virginia, and Colorado for those 4 states. You guys download the app, Juice100, bet $1 on any game for a team to win. And if either team scores a touchdown during the game you bet on, you win $100 in free wagers from BetMGM. It's a pretty good deal, pretty simple deal right there. Go to BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. You must be 21 years or older and physically located in Colorado, Indiana, New Jersey, or West Virginia. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700 in Colorado and Nevada, 1-800-GAMBLER in New Jersey and West Virginia, or 1-800-9-WITH-IT in Indiana. Okay. Let's get to the picks and the plays. Let's start with the Steelers and the Eagles. So last week we got good news when the Eagles showed up. But I bet on the Eagles to cover the 7.5-point spread on the road at the 49ers. I bet that more because Nick Mullins was starting for the 49ers. And I felt like, backed against the wall, Carson Wentz was the better quarterback. And since, you know, a lot of times when I'm looking at teams on the road, who's got the better head coach? Who's got the better quarterback? That's kind of an age-old thing with gambling. When you look on NFL gambling, NFL picks and plays, like who has the better quarterback? Who has the better coach? So I think Kyle Shanahan's a tremendous coach. I don't think Doug Peterson's a great coach, but I like the better quarterback. I'd rather have a better quarterback matchup than a better head coaching matchup at most times. And we had a better quarterback matchup. So Eagles on the road, primetime game, must. Just a must, okay? So that was a good play, a good pick. It was my play of the week, and we hit it. This week, Steelers -7 at home against the Eagles. Eagles are on the road again. But here's the problem with Carson Wentz. These injuries are stacking up, man. They are so banged up right now. They don't have wide receivers. Their running backs are okay. But Carson Wentz is not good right now. He wasn't good in the game against the Niners. Nick Mullins, those two interceptions, that's why the Eagles won and covered. It wasn't so much what Carson Wentz did. So in this matchup, who's the better quarterback, Ben Roethlisberger or Carson Wentz? Ben Roethlisberger. Head coach, Mike Tomlin at home with his defense versus Doug Peterson. I have a coaching matchup that I like. I have a quarterback matchup that I like. I have a defense versus an offense matchup that I like. We're going Steelers. Steelers -7 is what our play is here. Steelers laying 7 on the road, sorry, at home rather, against the Eagles. All right. We've already given you the Steelers and Jags teaser already, right? We teased Steelers down to 1, took the Jaguars against the Texans and took it from 6.5 and teased it up. Sorry, took it from 5.5 rather and teased it up to 11.5. So that was a previous play. So that's still going here today. So we have 5 plays going today. So Steelers -7 and Steelers in the teaser. We are 4-0 with the teaser. We're also 4-0 with one of the sides. When I use a straight up bet, I haven't had to use it to cover the teaser. I haven't had to use the extra points. We've just gone ahead and covered outright. But it's the second leg that we're really looking at, and the Jags catching 11.5. I think the Jags are going to lose that game. It may be a field goal. It may be 4 points, Houston. But I'm taking the 5.5 in the contests that we're in, and I'll give you that during the live stream for both the DraftKings contest and the Circa Million. But I teased it up to 11.5. We gave that to you on, what, Friday? So Steelers -7 and the Steelers teaser down to 1, 6-point teaser, Jags at +11.5. Second game. And this game, if you watched Dan Harris and I in our conversations about what I thought of the game, when we do our NFL Picks podcast off Betting Pros, Dan's the host of it, I'm the guest, so we go back and forth. Great podcast. Every week we do it. We tape it every Thursday. You guys should definitely listen to it. It's really fun, really cool. We put video out on the Betting Pros YouTube channel so you can watch us talk about the games. And I argued hard against this game. Dan wanted the Vikings on the road against Seattle in prime time. It was 7.5 when we were arguing it. It's 7 now. But I was talked into it after I talked to Dan, and I owe Dan an apology. Because Dan wanted to take it, and we ended up taking it in our contest. So we kind of circled back around, and Dan wanted it. I said no, and then we went back and added it afterwards because I talked to some of my sports book friends and some of my sports gambling people, and the Vikings are the right side. Vikings on the road at Seattle. Jefferson's emergence with the offense has been a monster addition to this team. And they've got a guy who can be a superstar for this offense. And Seattle's defense is not very good. You can put points up on Seattle. The Seahawks might win this game, but 7.5 is what I got. It's 7 now, so I'm going to tell you it's +7 for the Vikings. I have it at +7.5, but I think you can take +7 as well. So Vikings +7 in primetime. On the road at Seattle with no fans. It's Russ in primetime. Look out. That secondary for the Vikings is not good. I understand all that. I just think this is an opportunity here for the Vikings to keep this game close. I think that they lose. but I do think that they wind up getting themselves maybe an outright victory, but at least close enough that they lose it on a, you know, kind of how the Patriots lost it, right? Like on a one play down to the wire type of thing. And the Vikings have already had that happen in the last couple of weeks. One game coming down to the wire. They were on the losing end of it against the Colts, but they covered. So let's go Vikings plus +7 for our third play. Our fourth play, I wanted to take the Panthers here. I really did. We're taking the Panthers in our contests, both the DraftKings and the Circa. But there's a lot of sharp money on the Falcons to win this game, and the number crashed. So I think it probably goes off at a pick 'em here, Panthers at the Falcons. So I'm going to avoid the side, and I'm going to take the total 53 here. I think Teddy Bridgewater with Joe Brady, they're going to put points up on this pathetic defense for the Falcons. But on the other side, the Falcons' defense is so bad, they know they have to score. And I get that Julio Jones is probably not going to play in this game, but I need like 20 points out of the Falcons, right? I think the Panthers are going to put up 30 to 35 points themselves. So can I get 20 to 25 points from the Falcons at home, backs against the wall? Matt Ryan played really poorly at Green Bay. Run the ball a bit more, even though I know they're really banged up there. I think this is like at all costs. They're 0-4. You have to throw out everything. You play with your hair on fire type of game for the Falcons. So I think they score. But I think the Panthers are equally going to score because that Falcons defense is so bad. So I'm going over 53 for the Panthers and the Falcons here. I avoid the side. In the contest, we took the Panthers plus +2. But we're going over 53 for the Panthers and the Falcons. We expect offense. And for my final play, and this one is just, I told you I hate this card, right? So I've gone back and forth between either taking the Colts at a pick 'em or the Giants and the Cowboys total. And there is a lot of money on the Browns. There are a lot of people who are picking the Browns. So in the contests, I'm fading that trend, that run to bet Cleveland here at home. But with my money, I got scared off by that. And maybe that's a bad move by me, but it's easier to be a little more aggressive in the contest than it is to go ahead and be aggressive with my money. So I passed on it. I passed on the Colts minus -1 and or even Colts on a pick 'em now and went to the Cowboys and the Giants under 54. Now, you might go, wow, the Cowboys put up so many points, Matt. What are you doing with the under here? I think these teams are going to both run the football, and I think the Cowboys just want to get in and get out. I don't think Dak Prescott's going to throw the ball 40 times. I think the Giants are going to have a tough time scoring. The defense is getting a little healthier for the Cowboys. We'll see who winds up coming back. But the offensive line for the Cowboys is still really banged up, and I think the Giants are going to be able to contain them a little bit. And I think they keep this... I mean, this probably is somewhere along the lines of like a 31-14 type of victory here, okay? They'll get into the 40s. I just don't think they'll get into the 50s for their total because I don't think the Giants are going to score. I think the Cowboys win this game. The line's 9.5. It's probably set right. I mean, I could see it be like a 20-10 type of victory here. I just think this is an ugly football game, and I don't trust the Giants to score enough to go over 54, and I don't think the Cowboys need to do what they've done, like against the Browns. I don't think they need to go into this hurry-up type of offense and throwing Hail Marys and going crazy with onside kicks. So get in, get out, don't worry about it. Betting unders in the NFL is so hard right now. It is such a dangerous bet to bet unders in the NFL, but I did it today, so I went ahead and did it. All right, so the teaser's at minus -140. Everything else is minus -110 at one unit. Vikings plus +7, Panthers, Falcons over 53, Steelers minus -7, Giants, Cowboys under 54, and the teaser is Steelers to +1 and the Jags to plus +11.5 coming up here on a week 5 of the NFL. Now remember, Monday for tomorrow's Daily Juice, we have two games to break down in the NFL, okay? I'm not going to do anything with the NBA. I might add something, but I'm just probably going to kick my heels up and stay away because we have enough money in play here with the NFL that I don't need to go into NBA. And that's no disrespect to anybody who loves betting basketball, but we hit our light parlay, so I'm good. I'll take my plus 750 wager and cashing on that, and I'm good with the Heat. So I'll just watch it and enjoy it and hope that there's, you know, the Heat win and have a game seven for us. They're probably going to lose, but I'm going to avoid that. Not going to get into baseball as of yet. We'll do that during the week. We'll talk about baseball a bit with the American League and National League Championship Series, but we're going to get into the live stream going with our, I'll have at least five, maybe six different player props to talk about tomorrow morning on the live stream off of the YouTube channel for Betting Pros. So make sure you go and subscribe right now so you're available. You're notified when I go live at 11 a.m. Eastern, 8 a.m. Pacific time. Get a coffee, hang out, let's break some games down, write some questions. I'll do my best to interact and answer them as much as I can on the live stream. So we go for an hour or so, and it's just been a ton of fun. So I have a lot of over bets coming on this player prop edition live stream for Betting Pros for the Daily Juice. So don't forget about it coming up Sunday morning, this morning coming up. Then Monday, we got two games in the NFL. And then Tuesday, we have another game in the NFL as well. We have Titans Bills on Tuesday. So we get to break it up a little bit and we get to bet, you know, there's three football games after Sunday night. There are three games left for the week. And then we bet Thursday. So it's just kind of wacko right now as to what's going on here. I guess the Thursday game might be getting moved, right? Actually, I think that's true, but whatever. Fine. We get a Tuesday night football game. Monday, Tuesday, that's just awesome. So we've got that plus baseball and everything that's going on in the championship series. So it's going to be a really, really fun week. So I want to make sure we stay liquid and have some fun and we roll through with our picks. So those are our plays for Sunday morning. Live stream's got the Daily Juice player props coming up. I'll have Dan Harris's picks as well for player props to give you from Fantasy Pros. So stick around for that. So join us for that. My name is Matt Perrault. Follow me on Twitter at Sports Talk Matt, and we are back for a Monday edition of the Daily Juice podcast presented by BetMGM off of bettingpros.com.